This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. 90 days before it was finished, a new apartment complex on Redoubt Avenue in Kenai already had a wait list.
We had people, the contractor and the construction crew had people coming by throughout last summer wanting to know when they were going to get done and when they could, you know, sign up.
Stephen Rouse is executive director of Kenai Peninsula Housing Initiatives, a Homer-based nonprofit with affordable housing complexes across the peninsula. Its newest project is Kenai Meadows, a block of apartments for low-income seniors. KPHI finished the first Kenai Meadows building in 2018 and just opened the second. Between the two, there are 12 apartments. They're for people 55 and up who bring in 60% or less of what's considered the median income for the area. In 2020, that was over $37,000 for someone living alone on the Kenai Peninsula. For a family of four, it was almost $54,000. Two Kenai Meadows apartments are set aside for tenants who make 30% or less of the average median income.
We have to do an income certification process to make sure that they qualify under the federal standards that we are mandated to enforce. And if they do, then their income is certified. Their rent is restricted. We have a maximum that we can charge them based upon their income. So it truly makes it affordable.
Rent typically ranges from $400 to $900 a month. Next to Kenai Meadows is Clearpoint, another KPHI complex for low-income tenants. Clearpoint also has a wait list.
People ask me all the time, like, how did you get in here? And I'm like, I was the first one. That's the only way.
Alicia Backstrom was the first tenant at the Clearpoint apartment complex. She and her partner stumbled across it somewhat randomly in 2018.
We went into Alaska Housing to finish for an appointment and finish up our paperwork, and we saw the flyer for it.
They were both newly sober at the time and weren't working. She was living in a recovery home for women, and he was living with his mom.
A lot of people weren't willing to accept that we were gonna get jobs and didn't trust us on that point. Mm-hmm. And they did. They gave us a shot, you know?
The waitlists alone are testament to the need for affordable housing on the Kenai Peninsula. The pandemic has put additional pressure on tenants, evidenced by the high demand for rent relief locally. But those struggles long predate COVID.
We've developed every year one, two, and sometimes three projects a year solely on the Kenai Peninsula. And we're only scratching the surface of the need. You know, we're limited about as far as the availability of funding and, you know, of other circumstances. But I can't envision ever meeting the demand.
When Clearpoint opened up in 2018, a real estate consulting firm found that over 30% of local households met the complex's income requirements. Backstrom says if it wasn't for Clearpoint, they'd probably still be living with their partner's mom. Their current apartment is spacious for them and their two young kids.
It's pretty big.
KPHI is also now finishing an apartment complex in Homer.
Any particular project, the first thing that we do, which makes us a little bit different than in most other not-for-profit corporations, is that, you know, I calculate how much debt we can afford, how much mortgage debt.
The organization subtracts that debt from the overall cost of the project and then finds funding sources to fill the gap. Those could be land donations from the city, like the 2.5 acres Kenai contributed for Clearpoint and Kenai Meadows. KPHI can also get contributions from philanthropic organizations like the Rasmussen Foundation and state and federal development grants. That's all while the buildings are being built. Once they're up, it's up to KPHI to keep things running. A big focus recently has been ensuring tenants have access to support during the pandemic.
And have them not get so far behind that, you know, when the moratorium on evictions come, they're not rendered homeless.
KPHI has plans to build several units in Soldotna soon. The complex will be its 10th to date in Soldotna. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.